looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome, everyone, to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and I'm just really here to offer you reasons and the ways and how to feel better. And this is such a unique statement for today's show specifically, because we're not having a guest, an author guest on today. Well, you're having an author host on today. It's myself. You're going to be sharing this time with me, and I'd like to do a solo show, you know, every few months, which is now, the last one was December 31st, so we're 6 months out. And I really love to share this time with you guys and involve you in why this show is not only just so important, but honestly, why I'm so happy all the time. Because so many people are asking, like, how do you stay happy even when there's so much crap going on? And it's not that I don't see the crap and don't know the crap and don't, you know, hear about it. It's that there's a unique way, I think, that I've been able to figure things out, how to just lift myself up a little. And I wanted to share that with all of you. Now, I posted, if everybody's listening and you want to jump onto Facebook on my page there, it's Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. If there's a topic that you'd like me to touch on, I would love to just be able to see that. I'll pop onto Facebook and just keep reading it and see what's coming up there. Because, you know, everybody has a different life. And even if you are in a family unit, you're going to experience things differently than the people living right beside you. And the people at work, y'all may go to the same job or the same place of employment, but yet you're going through different things. And they all manifest in different ways. And so throughout this next hour, I'm going to share some stories, so little things that have really impacted my life and allowed me to either, well, take it and run, or just, you know, knock myself right out and go, I can't do this. So hopefully this show is really going to deliver a lot of those helpful little ways. And I'm going to be going a lot of stuff about emotional ways of looking at things and feeling things out, and mentally how to do it, but also just a few little physical stuff. Now, whenever I talk about physical stuff, I try to stay away from the norms, you know, the average. Like, we all know that when we go in nature, we're going to feel better, hopefully. Except for me, when I think about all those bugs that are going to stick and land and fly at me, and I'm stressed out, swatting them away. But I really wanted to figure out the ones that are so easy, that can be done anywhere, and that can really flip a switch and have you shifting into a better place. So I, of course, was going to start with once I always get my stories prepared, and then, you know, something will happen. And last night, something definitely happened, and I just have to kick this off with it. It's a cat story. Lucy is usually the one that involves herself in the show, but Brinks just sometimes does something that I go, oh boy, here we go. Well, to start this off, because this is all about feeling better, and feeling better doesn't mean from going from the worst, your feeling of despair or pain or suffering to, oh my gosh, joyful, jumping up and down and happy. This literally is just feeling better. And you've got to decide how you can start recognizing what just feeling better means to you. Because once you find those little tiny steps that you're like, yeah, that I feel a little better, you know, and really give it a lot of value, then that's the momentum that we start going on. And there are some really tough situations to even want to feel better. And sometimes it's such a horrible situation that you cannot possibly think there's a way of doing this. So let me just share with you. Last night, Mr. Brink, my kitty cat, my little bangle here, he just decided to do what he would just do, because cats are cats. They're not really thinking about, you know, what grief they could cause their owners or family members and people that care about them. But I've shared that I've recently moved, and it's up in the country, and I, of course, let my little kitty cats out, but then they have now, which is all new to them, they have a curfew, they're not impressed with that, I tell you. And they also have, you know, a curfew kind of thing, a reverse curfew in the morning. They cannot go out too early because the little coyotes are still out. Fox, we're getting along with. I've had the conversation with the fox. We've had a little chat, and we're all going to be friends. But I'm not so sure about these coyotes. So, you know, it's not been a long time, but we've been up two months now, and they're pretty used to it. However, last night I did something silly, and we're going to talk about blame, because blame can really cause pain, and how do we get away from blame and feeling better? So I definitely did something not very smart. I just wasn't thinking. I forgot. You know, that's what it is. I forgot. And I left one of the basement doors open. Yeah, you know where this door is going to go already, don't you? So late at night, so they are always in before, well, around 9 o'clock, and this was much, much after 9. I had gone to bed, left the door open, but wasn't really thinking about it, didn't even know it was open. And, you know, Brinks likes to wake me up in the middle of the night to get a little snack. You know, he's always cute like that, and just loves waking mom up, and, you know, well, we deal with it. And so he did that, and I thought, oh, all is well, nothing, you know, aware. And then around 4 in the morning, I thought, 3:34. Okay, where is he? He's usually a 3:30 waker upper. What's going on? So I got, oh my goodness, I saw that I'd left the door open. Instant panic happened. And so the reason why this story is really important is that we go through those moments. That's stress. That's like instant stress. Oh my gosh, I now have, so every thought in my body went from, oh my gosh, has he been eaten? Is he safe? Is he okay? Blame, how did I leave that door open? Oh my gosh, now I've got to turn on all the lights, really wake myself up and start looking outside. And you know, I don't know what's out there. I'm not a good bug person. I know I'm going to be walking through the cobwebs the spiders have already built. Like, it's just, you know, every little thought is going through mind. And then I stop for a second in the middle of this, which takes a little bit of training. And that's what I'm hoping the show is going to help you, because it's all about little things. So because of my constant training about, okay, this is not a nice thought, but if he's eaten, he's eaten. And I won't be able to do anything right now. And if he doesn't come home, he's just not going to come home right now. I can call him and do my best and have a look around. But little cats are, they're really insistent on doing what they want to do when they want to do it, as often as they want to do it. So I did my walk around, and I thought, I can't stress me. So I can't get so upset and so stressed out. Probably going to, my own vibration will push them away. Whether that's true or not, you know what? What good is it going to do me? And I think this is a lot of the things that we're going to talk about during this hour. Is a lot of times we get in on our own way, and we cause a lot of anxiety and stress that, you know, sometimes it's helpful because it can push us into doing a few steps that are necessary in our lives. But most of the time, we're just really getting ourselves all worked up. So I had no idea when he had gone, how long he had gone, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, but I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to envision what I would love to see happen. And, oh, you know, it was 3 o'clock. So I remember saying, you know what? I'm going to set my alarm. This is funny, but every 15 minutes so that I can get a little bit of nap in between, and then I'll go up and I'll call him every 15 minutes. I go out, look, every 15 minutes. And I thought, gosh, that doesn't sound fun at all. But yet, if I go to sleep and then wait till the morning, then that's not going to be fun either. I'm going to feel very responsible. So what's my best outcome here? So I thought, yeah, I'm going to set the alarm for 15 minutes. However, he is going to come home in that 15 minutes, and it's all going to be well, and I'm going to have an amazing night's sleep after this. And I truly believed that. I truly was envisioning me getting this good night's sleep. I could not afford to not. And I just calmed down. And I'll tell you, when you love your little baby so much and you're fearing that, you know, that they're in trouble, or I thought, you know what? He is just probably right in that little hedge right beside me, you know, crawling through the grass, chasing a bug or a mouse or doing his thing. And he will come. He doesn't want to be out here all night. He wants to come in. So I set my alarm, I lay down, and you know what? I kind of heard a little meow, and I jumped up, and it was before that little 15-minute mark, and I opened the door, and there was his little face coming up on the front porch deck, which means he was in that hedge. And I took that moment, of course, you know, to love him up and welcome him in and grab him, make sure he's going to lock all doors. But I really wanted to take that moment to validate my own success and celebrate my own success in believing it and then having that happen. Because the more times that we can put belief into a positive outcome, the more that will be your go-to when things like this happen. Like, trust me, this has happened. Not that I've left the door open before, but, you know, I've worried about the cats so many times before at different times. And I know what that feels like. And it just, as you slowly move away from it and find a better outcome, a better feeling for you in any circumstance. Now, we start off with such a, you know, casual, lighthearted, happy ending story because life has so many really tricky ones. And I grew up, my sister and I, you know, children, we're sisters, and we grew up with a mom who was very ill, like my entire life. She and most of her life, she suffered. She had pain all of the time. And I'm so grateful for her teachings and the wisdom and the lessons that she was able to share with us growing up on how to manage the pain and escape, but also get through to the other side where it was a real moment of relief. And that's what, you know, when I say about giving you reasons to feel better, that's what it is. It's relief. We want you to have relief from situations. And the last few weeks, there's a lot of talk in my world about relief, the relief of unforgiveness. And that talking about relief and forgiveness and all those things, they bring up pain points. And when we think about the pain, when I first asked anybody, I put the little note out today, you know, what is causing you pain in your life? What do you need to break from? Like, a lot of the times, that's the question we're asking. We're just like, I just want to feel a little better. I just want to have a break, you know? And I think that's the big thing, is to say, I'm so stressed. These thoughts are just overwhelming to me. And what causes that? And I started thinking about these things, and I thought, you know what? Blame. Blame's a big one. Like, I could have gone into extreme blame on leaving that door open. Like, how could I, you know, and just disbelief of, like, God, I'm so stupid. I left the door open. Why didn't I not check? Do I not love these cats enough? What was on my mind that it was so important? What would I be distracted from? Like, oh, my gosh, there's so much, like, self-shaming that could have gone on. And the more we do that, it causes pain and it causes a pull away from yourself, from knowing, like, my gosh, like, every other night I close the door, every other night I check, and every other night. So why can't I offer myself relief of the forgiveness for, you know what, you screwed up once. Oh, well, you know, thank goodness it turned out well. But had it not turned out well, that brings got injured, brings got hurt, brings never came home. You know, there's a lot of things we hold ourselves so in such a judgment place. And that's what I want to talk about for the show, is that's the relief that I want you guys to have. And then we talk about feeling better. That's what we want. We want the relief. So I kind of went through a lot of the topics about what people are really suffering from and pain from. Of course, you can think of, you know, when you think of pain, I mean, immediately I'll go to this physical pain, you know, like, okay, there's a lot of people suffering. They've got everything from arthritis to broken bones. They've had an injury, an accident, to just aches. Inflammation cause a lot of pain everywhere. And the physical stuff, as we know, we talk a lot about it, how emotions play a big role in there. And it's our perception of pain. And I'm not saying you don't have pain, of course, but sometimes we can have the exact same pain. Oh my gosh, migraine. You know, this weather, we're having a bit of rain here today, and it always pokes at my little head a little bit and says, hi there, what are you doing? I'm here. And I can really, you know, dive into that, like, oh my God, my head, and keep, you know, being aware of it and reminding myself and focusing on it. Or I can kind of do the things that bring me comfort. That's an amazing word, you guys. Comfort. I love that feeling of comfort. Comfort's an interesting one. We can have that, you know, physical comfort, which we're talking about right now. But there's also emotional comfort, you know, when we share with other people and we have such a glow in our heart at that. I know the one physical comfort thing that makes me feel really good. I don't know about you guys, but it when my feet are cold, what a funny thing that, you know, you don't notice that the small little things, because I have got cold feet, but how uncomfortable you can become from this weird thing. And yet I never pay attention to my feet being cold for a while. Like, I'll, you know, tuck them under my little legs, or, you know, just kind of tighten up our stress. But all I really need to do is go put a pair of little slippers on or stick them in a hot little bath for just even 5 minutes. And it brings comfort. It brings relief. And it's those little things, all these little things that really make such a big difference. I know when I get cold feet, then my legs start hurting. And talking about physical pain, then you start putting yourself in a weird body positions, like, oh, you're aching and your posture gets thrown. So right now, let's check in with the pain body. What physical pain are you experiencing? And not to focus on it, but just to be aware of it and say, ooh, I'm not so comfortable in that area of my body right now. I've got this one darn finger, and it's my ring finger, actually. And that knuckle just, I don't know if I've cracked it too much all my life or, you know, just maybe he's the one who I, you know, used to hold the phone. That's probably it, actually. I'm on the phone all the time. And, you know, but I always want, you know, I want to know that it knows that I love it. It's in pain, but I want to know, like, I care about it. And whatever part of your body is kind of feeling that pain, you know, like, what do you do with a headache, or you have sweat bunny, got a sore muscle, or you do something repetitive, you work on like a line worker or doing an activity repeatedly, or hold your phone like I do, or text too much, but you want to be able to get to that part of the body and love it. I slammed my finger in the door the other day. Oh my gosh. And I was so like, it was so funny. As soon as I slammed it, you know, and you get the little blood blistery thing and you pull back. And I immediately looked at it and I went, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, little finger. I love you so much. And I kind of chuckled at first because here I am in pain. I wanted to scream or cry, one of the two. But I just kind of looked at it immediately and without thinking and said, oh my gosh, I love you so much. I'm so sorry. Just as if I had hurt someone else, you know, that love, compassion. Even to your little finger, and I swear it kind of looked at me back and said, oh, it's okay, you know, yep, it hurts, but you know what, you love me, I'm loved, I can get through this if I'm loved. And that was actually one of the things, we're going to go to commercial, I just noticed, but I want to teach you guys and share with you how I make sure I'm connected to myself, how we can connect and make sure that we feel the love when it's necessary. So when we get back, how to connect.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Imagine tapping into a power where you could access the ability to transform your views of money, success, happiness, and fulfillment. A power that you could unlock hidden talents, uncover new meaning, and amplify the significance of your purpose. Well, the feminine heart is the source of that power, intelligence, insight, and understanding. Join this new wave of women's leadership that's emerging. Be the woman who knows her greatest power to create goes well beyond the day-to-day striving for results. Be the woman who knows her true power to contribute to the world in significant ways is one that expresses her heart, enlivens her creativity, and elevates her spirit. Rise, amazing woman, rise. An amazing woman legacy book compiled by Marsh Engel, sharing the 8 essential powers of the feminine from 8 influential mentors, entrepreneurs, and change makers that will help you tap into that power. Rise, amazing woman, rise. Your legacy begins by leading with a feminine heart.
Yeah. Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Oh, welcome back, you guys. Oh, you know what? I just love these commercials. It's so funny. I listen to them every time, and they always have that message that just jumps out at me to the show that we're doing. It's so every time, it's the same commercial, different show, but it always works. And I love, you know what, that last one with Mr. Frankie. What a cute dog. I can already picture him. You know, and she says, you know, they just want to give love and be loved. And it's so interesting because that's what feeling better feels like. You know what? You feel better when you get to offer love and give love and when you're loved. And I left off of that talking about, you know, this show is all about, it's the Lisa Berry show today, literally, literally. And it really is about how to have that lifestyle love story. It that's what it is every day. I'm not saying you have to be like, you know, excited and jumping up and down. And you're going to have some down days, but the down days are really you just processing something new and realizing that you want something different. And that's about a connection. And when I was growing up, I shared with you earlier, my mom was just terribly ill, and she never really left the house too much. She wasn't able to leave the house, really. But what do you do when, you know, your two children have gone to school all day and your husband's at work? My dad worked for the bank for many years and drove and commuted and one way and then came back, and here she is. She's just at home in pain by herself. And yes, we love TV to help distract us and get away, but you know, there's things that we have to be able to do with ourselves and for ourselves to get us to feel better. And I know there's a lot of moms out there too who you're going through. I've never heard so much before about depression and anxiety and the stress levels that we're going through, but a deep depression, you know, this is a tough one when, you know, when I hear the word depression, what I really hear is the word sad. And I mean deep sad, like you're just sad. And I wanted to explore these kind of things, like how do you feel better when you're so sad? Literally, we have a medical term for it, depression. You know, what do you do when you're so sad and you have a family that you still want to be connected to? Well, I want to introduce you all to somebody very special. Each and every one of you has this person in your life, and it's called a friend in me. And when I say in me, I mean you, yourself. You have a friend in yourself. And this is so important that you make sure that you're best friends with a friend in you. That's what I did. And I love this. My mom was so awesome to have taught me about the friend in me that never goes away, and the friend in me who always wants the best for me, wants me to feel better, believes in me, lets me know when I'm not, you know, doing the best that I can on the outside. And that's really what I wondered if you guys could all just take a moment and look where you're frustrated in your life. So now we're moving away from like physical pain. Frustration is a pain. It's like, oh, you know, you get your nerves all crazy pants, you know? But where are you frustrated in your life? Usually, when I look at frustration for myself, it's because I'm trying to control something. You know, I'm trying to control an event and people, mostly outcomes, like, no, I want this outcome. And it's not to say that I don't have desires and that I want things and there's a goal or a plan. But whenever I'm frustrated because I'm trying to control it and I'm not allowing it to flow. And I truly believe that when we listen to our intuition, that's, and by the way, intuition comes from that friend that you've got inside you. Yeah, that's your best friend. And he or she on the inside, she's got that inside information. She knows what would be best for your highest self. And when we do the things for our highest self, the really cool thing about this is just like the Humanity Healing commercial that was on, you're uplifting humanity. If you uplift yourself, if you feel better, just feel better, that's going up, right? You're going up the emotional scale. Then you just, oh my gosh, you affect the whole world. And the best thing is you affect your world. Your perception of your world is everything. And if you are looking at an outcome that you'll really want, but you're frustrated with it, you've got to sit back and say, okay, I gotta quiet my mind right now, because usually frustration is coming from, and I've kind of just gone through what I feel about these things. I feel like when I'm frustrated, that I'm judging myself like harshly. I'm frustrated. I should have this done. I need, other people are counting on me. They will die if I don't do this. You know, we put such importance on us completing something or doing something in a certain way or a certain format. And yes, we make promises and have commitments, things like that. Yes, because we're trying to create. But you want it to happen in such a beautiful way. Actually, I wanted to share what intuition, like intuition is such a big thing. What is intuition? Intuition is that connection with yourself. But intuition is when you receive this kind of message, this knowing. It's like this knowing that the next step is absolutely the only way, and it wouldn't even be blocked. Like, it's just going to happen. The next step is going to happen. You don't have to make it work. You don't have to force it. It's intuition. And sometimes you don't even know why that next step is there. But you know what? Can you see how that feeling of just knowing and that clarity, that is so opposite of frustration. So that's what I want you to really come to, is like, this is the most important part about feeling better, is you clarity. You always feel better when you have clarity. So that frustration thing, that is number one important thing. That's the easiest thing to do. You can look at where you're like, if you are feeling that you have said, I'm depressed, I'm sinking into a depression. That's even lower than frustration. That's like, oh, I know I can't get out of this muck. It's sucking me in here. So I want you to just look up. That's actually feeling better. Isn't that weird to think that? But you can be depressed. But even if you could get to frustration, that would be a little better. Because then you could start looking at, okay, all right here. Depression, I know I'm talking about the depression thing a lot, because it's just popping up everywhere, and it's a sadness. And I really want you to give it that new word. Do not call it something that we give a prescription or a pill to, or need like therapy for. Like, I want you to just lighten up on it just a little bit. Lighten up on yourself. Offer the tiniest little bit of love that you can get, because you're connecting with that friend in you. And look, okay, I'm frustrated. What am I trying to control? Why am I trying to control that? Why does the other person have to respond in the way I think they should? That's a big question. Most people don't respond in the way that you want them to anyway. So you kind of have to, I laugh at that when I go, oh my gosh, I really, really expect it. You know, oh my gosh, I've had a big thing that just happened a month ago. I had a verbal discussion with somebody, had an agreement about something, and really made, you know, took steps, my next few steps in life, you know, based on this agreement, this thing that I was expecting them to do this. Now, I love expectations. Expectations are fun if they are of yourself, but not of others. A lot of pain comes from having expectation in others. And this even means your children. They have their life. You gave them life. They want to do their thing too. So if you can take the responsibility off someone else, but bring it back to yourself. This is a great thing, by the way, you guys. Taking responsibility is actually so empowering. It is, it's all about you. You get to control your feelings and your things and the outcome that comes from it. You know, the opportunity to take responsibility is going to lift you. It's going to make you feel better. I know there's a lot of things that people see. They get into a habit of saying, oh, when something doesn't work out, nothing works for me, nothing. Why is this not working? And then, you know, we get frustrated and we kind of slam our hand down or get really hard on ourselves. And there's that judgment again. There's that judgment to say, I was expected to. Here's the thing about talking about expectations of controlling others and events is when we think others get to control, have expectations in us. Again, you always want to keep your word to you, but say you promised something and it didn't work out, just like in my situation. You know, we had an agreement. I made steps moving forward, was doing this, and I really expected this person to follow through and do something, and they didn't. And I thought, ooh, okay, how can I empower myself? Because I'm really upset right now. I feel really let down. And I thought, well, let me go back to the original thing. What was my expectation? My expectation that this was going to be done. Well, I still want that done. How can I do it? What's another way? So I know I'm asking you guys to really spin everything into a positive and really uplifting thing, but I do want you to do that. And there's this amazing saying, I wish I remembered where I heard it. It's one person who is so tuned in and positive and really going that way no matter what is so much more powerful than everybody else, millions who are not. And that is so important. You always remember that. You can literally change your life and your world and everything around you by just going, okay, this didn't go that way, but what is it that I wanted? What was my original expectation of myself for my life? How can I really look at different things? Maybe it wasn't supposed to happen that way. And sometimes I love when you can say that. That's a fun thing to do. You go, you know what? I'm really glad it didn't happen because maybe this would have happened, like a bad thing, you know? And you kind of make yourself feel so much better. I have a funny story about that to share. When I was little, I don't know why, because now I love commercials, but when I was little, the TV was on and you really get into a show, you know, you're watching it. I remember both my sister and I would lay on our bellies on the floor, you know, put your hands up on your elbows and kind of, you know, squish your face up and you just like stare at the TV and you're watching the show and you're so into it and you're like, yeah. And then, a commercial, like what, this is the end of the world. What is this commercial doing interrupting my show, my train of thought, my everything? And so I used to get really like, I had anger issues, I think, with commercials. And I thought, well, this is when I was little, I thought, I'm too upset about this. Like I literally would storm off or, you know, and then I started going, well, what can I do? Maybe the commercial break is really good. It would give me a chance to go pee, get a drink of water, you know, trying to make use of that. But when I didn't have anything to do that was useful, I was back to being angry. And I thought, I didn't fix anything. Still angry at this commercial. And I started, okay, I'm going to make a bet with myself. Because I love being right. Who doesn't love being right, right? That's a good feeling. So I thought, man, I'm going to bet on how many commercials they're gonna play. So now I'm a little kid. I'm not very good at this yet. And I would pick three. They're going to play three commercials, and then my show's going to be back on. Well, guess what happened? When the fourth commercial came on, now I'm even more angry because I was wrong, and I still have to watch another commercial and my show's not on. So I started betting against myself. So I thought, then I'll be happy no matter what. If I bet there's going to be seven commercials, right? Like seven, who would ever play seven commercials? The thing is, anything less than seven commercials, I was happy because I was right that I, you know, that I could, not sorry, I wasn't right. I could get back to my show, but heaven forbid they actually played seven commercials. That'd be a long time. But you know what? I'd be right. And I realized then that I didn't like to be let down and I didn't like to be interrupted. And so that became my learning lesson. Okay, so Lisa, you've got to figure out that's your hot spot. That's a hot one. I got to make sure that I can, you know, feel good, feel better about being interrupted. What can be the gift in being interrupted? What can be the gift in being wrong, which is kind of fun. I like that one. So in your life, look at the things that you feel that you might be, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it. Where are you judging yourself that you're failing? And I want you to look at that and go, okay, I think I'm failing in this area. I don't have a job. You know, I can't find a job. I'm failing at finding a job. Like I'm worthless. Nobody wants to hire me. I'm not good enough. Why can't I keep a job? Like I want to touch on a lot of topics with you guys because we all go through so many things. When we aren't able to find something like that, let's talk about jobs. Or I know here in my area, one of our largest companies, General Motors, GM, is going to shut down, shutting down, and people are going to be without a job. And this is also an identity thing, and that's another thing that causes us a lot of pain, is our identity. What are we have a lifestyle love story with our identity, but our identity changes all the time because we grow and we expand and it's time to move on, but it can be challenging and hard. And when things aren't going well at first and they're so new, we definitely can stick that fail stamp on ourselves. But if you were to talk to that friend in you, you know, the friend in me, keep saying that. Does the friend in you truly think that you're a failure, that you failed at things? I can promise you that she or he does not. What he or she is saying is that thing that you didn't do so great that you expected you doing is because that means that you would love to expand in this area. You want to that scale. You want to get a little bit better. And say you're starting at depression. Maybe you've been job hunting for so long, or that you're just not sure even what you would do next in a career or phase job, you know, a new phase of your life. Actually, I have a friend right now who was literally second half of their life going to completely do an entire new country, a new world, new job, new people, leaving family and friends and going to have new ones. This can be scary. It's an adventure, but it's scary. And you need to know that friend in you so that no matter where you are, who you are, and know that you're awesome to talk to and that you have stories to share and things to learn. And the more you're quote unquote failing or not hitting that mark in life means that you still have all that much more to do. That's like incredible. Like there's still so much excitement and newness, and the world is going to open up for you, but you've got to open up. You know, we've got a smidgey before the next commercial break, but talking about depression and stress and things like this and forgiveness and taking responsibility, this is, like I said, so empowering. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a few things of just how to really lift you up that scale again, bring you out of anything and any challenges that you're going to be in just a little. So hang in there. Come back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Minds connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. Perfect way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Minds connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
There we go. I always do that little mute thing. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And you've got me here, just me, all me, Lisa Berry. And I do qualify for this position because I am an author as well. So as you know, I like to interview authors all the time. And you know what? Authors are great because they usually write about things that are hopefully either going to entertain you, help you out, guide you along. And that's what, so, you know, if you've got right now, if you're looking for a book out there, I've got lots of authors that you can check out on my page there, on Facebook page, your Om Times Radio. Go check out all the past shows. If you're looking for a great book to read, an author to find, that was my little shout out to all my authors who I'd had. I just love them. You know, we're talking about right now how to feel a little better. Have just a little. That's all you need, just a little. You get the momentum going, and then you climb up that scale, and you look at, you're just falling in love. I call it lifestyle love story. And that's what I do. You know, actually, one of my favorite things to say is every time if I do get sick or I'm not feeling well or something, or I'm stressed or I'm struggling, I'm frustrated with the situation, I always say, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be so much better. You know, I just have this faith. You have to have faith and know that it will be. And so right now, what if there's no proof? There's no proof in your life that things can get better. Things are only getting worse. This actually shows me that your momentum is going in the wrong direction. So we're going to do a little pick-me-up. This is a pick-me-up show. And I talked earlier about something called The Friend in You. So you got to walk around and say, I've got a friend in me. Oh, James Taylor song. I love that song. Actually, my cat, a long time ago, Angel, she loved that song. But, you know, when you know, talk about or know about, if you know that you have a friend in you, you go, okay. So let me believe Lisa for just a minute. Let's play this game. I've got a friend in me. She knows and he knows what's best for me. She wants me to be happy. She wants me to feel better. All right. How do you have a conversation with your friend? Well, here is an interesting thing that you guys can try. Take that thing that you're so frustrated with, that thing that you're upset with, that thing that you are struggling with, your challenge. It can be, and I'm not even joking, this can be even money. It can be like just something, not even an emotion. It can be a real thing. It's money. Right now, you're frustrated with money. Your finances aren't good. Money's just not flowing. It's not there. Your bills are piling up. Oof, I'm suddenly feeling the pain already. Ugh, right? Like it's a yucky thing. Well, I want you to take that, make that thing. Maybe it's, I'm going to use another, make it, maybe it's your weight. Maybe it's your health. You want to lose weight. You don't like your body. It's failing you on some level. That you think it is anyways because of your judgment. But I want you to take that. One more thing, actually. I've got to throw this into the pile here. Your purpose. You are feeling lost. You're like, what is my purpose? Like, I did have dreams, but I don't have the dreams anymore, and I can't do the dreams because I've got these responsibilities, and the money's not there, and my health is failing me, so how do I even like? So we just throw it all into one big ball. That's the thing. I want you to take that thing, and I want you to make that thing your friend. The friend in you, it's inside there. So you take that, and I'm looking at it. I've got this money stress. Ugh, yuck. But you know what? Now it's my friend. The friend in me is now money. Money is my friend. Well, why am I fighting with my friend? You know, all of us have had a fight. We've had a fight with somebody. Fight with your best friend or friend or boyfriend or husband, wife, you know, anybody, friend, your children. And you're in this fight. And what is it usually about? Usually, but you've been let down. You've been lack of compassion or understanding. I mean, that's usually what it is. Somebody said something. You think it's they should have said something else. They get to talk behind your back, like I was saying. Something that just doesn't feel good, right? So we don't want to not feel good. We want to feel better. So if you were to make this situation, make this topic your friend, what would you have to do? Well, first of all, you have to open your heart. You have to allow a little compassion. And I'm not saying that money, you're thinking, okay, well, money, how do I offer compassion to money? It's a tricky one. But it's not, because what's money? Money is like a currency. It's a format of kind of thing that says you're worth something, you have value, you had a great idea, you had flow, you exchanged something, you sold something, you did something. Those are like fun things. So start turning your thing into more of these emotions that you could offer compassion to. You've got worth. You've got value. And right now, you're holding a place in this world. Even if you look at just that tiny thing being something of value, you exist here. Maybe right now you're even the thing, the placeholder to be the contrast for somebody else. Maybe you're the pain in the neck to somebody else. But that's still a value, because then you're giving them the opportunity to grow and learn. I mean, we all have our place. So by making that, but let's take even your body. You're not happy with your body for whatever reason. It could be like an illness that's going on right now, maybe even cancer, maybe even, like I said, you're just unhappy with your weight or things aren't coming along. You know what? Make that your friend. And then talk to it as if this friend. Let's jump into forgiveness. Forgiveness is a fun one. Forgiveness has nothing to do with anybody else, to tell you that. It is not about anyone else. Because remember, they're living in their world. They've got their perceptions going on. And this is a neat one. I always think of the word understanding when I think of forgiveness. Because if I really checked in with a friend in me and offered understanding, because we do want to be understood, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, we almost want to force being understood on our understanding of, to other people. We really, I just need you to understand me. I need you to understand me, where I'm coming from. And we get so frustrated because we don't feel understood. But the thing is that you just have to offer that understanding to yourself. Do you understand where you are coming from? When you do, forgiveness almost becomes benign. We never do anything actually wrong. We always do, and we always act, and we always are coming from a place that we truly think that we are, that we have an intention of going somewhere from. And why is that ever wrong? You know, so the forgiveness is really tricky. It's for yourself. It is for you to check in with that friend in me and say, okay, all right, do I need to forgive myself that I haven't made the money that I want to make? No. You want to be understood. Why am I here? What resistance did I have that blocked me from getting to a part, like to a point where I wanted to be, like where I kind of set those goals? You know what? The number one thing why we often hurt ourselves is because we doubt. And doubt, let's unwrap the word doubt for a second. Here's a story for doubt on this one. As I said, I recently moved, and during that move had to get rid of a lot of stuff. And so I rented a, you know, U-Haul truck, and I emptying the truck and dumping the things into the big old garbage bin myself. And I hope you guys don't cringe, because it's kind of a painful story, but that's okay. I really believed I could carry and lift up this big horseshoe-sized chair, and like not horseshoe-sized, a horseshoe-shaped chair. And I could totally chuck this chair overhead, mind you. I was trying to lift it up over my head and into the big garbage bin. And I really, like, yeah, it's a light chair. I can throw this thing. It's like fluff. And then two things of doubt entered my mind at the very last minute. First, I thought, ooh, maybe I want to keep the chair. And then secondly, because I doubted that I wanted to get rid of it, I doubted that, ooh, maybe I can't lift this overhead. And in the middle of my actual throwing it overhead and pulling back, my strength left my body, and boom, I completely slipped, fell, and hit my whole tailbone and backside along the whole bunch of the truck, of the U-Haul truck. And I kind of laughed at first. I mean, it was a lot of pain, but I kind of laughed, thought, oh my gosh, that doubt just took my entire wind out of my sails. Literally, the sail just went flop. That was me flopping on this dirty old gross truck in the dumpster garbage. It was like almost like if you watched a cartoon and saw somebody slip on a banana peel. But doubt was huge. Doubt really took everything away from me, and it did not allow for flow, because I had that chair. I could have just chucked that chair, and I was strong enough. But, you know, it just stopped me. So where in your life, this is such a good place for you to guys check into, where in your life do you have a little bit of doubt? And it's just one little doubt leads to the next doubt, to the next doubt, and that might even be what is holding you back from losing the weight, might be what's holding you back from finding the next position, the next job. That might be the thing that's holding you back from money. It's doubt. And there's no need to forgive yourself from having doubt. You just need to, we'll call it forgiveness, but really it's about being understanding. I understood I had doubt because. And then you have that conversation with that friend in you and say, okay, I doubted that I had the strength. Well, you know what? I'm glad that I even thought that I had it in the first place. So you've got to kind of find that the seed that will start a flower. You're not going to go from, you know, having an empty garden to having a full-blown garden. It's got to grow. So you've got to get to that point where you can have a compassionate conversation with yourself about why you could be where you are. You know, the doubt is a really good one to me. I actually think that's the thing. What other places of resistance is there besides doubt? Well, it could be anger. I'm angry that this did not turn out the way I wanted it to. So now doubt is completely gone. The anger is coming from those expectations again. Okay, and talking to yourself, if you had anger about like, oh, I should have done this. I'm so angry that I didn't do this. That is going to go, stop. That's going to put a whole big, like a big roadblock right in your way from feeling better. If you were to sit in that goop of anger, goop of blame for yourself, it's going to get the momentum going and you're going to have more like, oh gosh, yeah, because then I did that. And oh my gosh, I did this. Like how could I be so stupid? And those emotions, like those words, they have such power to control what your whole body goes through, and you can manifest so many uncomfortable and non-desirable outcomes. So the fun thing with me, I love shifting words. I think word shifts are really, really good because you can take, you know, I've been really working on this new, I love this one new word shift for myself anyways. And if you guys like it, then you let me know. Just let me know that you think, hey, I like that word too. I used to always say, I gotta make more money so I can save more cats. You know, that's my biggest goal, right? Gotta make more money to save the animals. And I thought, God, that sounds like hard work. It's a good goal. It inspires me. It gives me a lot of flow. And if I want to save the cats, like the out. But that word make money, that sounds hard. It's like, I'm not a baker. That's like, you might as well tell me to make a cake. Oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of work too. I don't even know how. And there's the other thing, you know, doubt. Do I know how to make anything? But guess what I do know how to do? I know how to generate things. And I really like that word, generate. Because there's an inner power, like you're generating power plant. And so I started changing that word to, I'm going to generate money. I'm going to generate income. I'm going to generate sponsorships, generate support. Oh, and that's a big one too, support. We're going to talk on that, and I'm going to squeeze it in before we end here. But shifting that one word for me literally allowed me to get rid of my block, get rid of my doubt. You know, because I had resistance to the word make, making this, making that. I don't like to work that hard. But generate, yeah, I got it. Okay, what do I need to generate things? Generating is just simply power. Where do I get my power from? I get my power from belief. So I'm having this conversation with my inner being, right? My belief in something gives me power, therefore I can generate. So let's find a statement that works for you. Let's find a statement that allows you to feel better from any state and anywhere that you are. Now, I want to quote the support. Support is a really cool thing. And sometimes we can't always reach out to the right support groups. And I can squeeze this in 2 minutes. You guys would just wait for this. You're going to love it. Support, I always find, comes from within first. The most amazing thing for me for support is to do, super simple, everybody can do this. It is simply a physical body stance. And once you do this stance all by yourself, you can go into the bathroom, close the door, be by yourself, just have some privacy. I want you to stand. It is so important how you hold your posture and how you stand up. I want you to stand. If you have 1 foot, then put 1 foot. You got 2 feet, you put 2 feet on the ground. And if you can't stand, do it from sitting down. This is all about support. You're going to stand. You're going to put your two big toes together. And you're going to put most weight into your heels. And as you get, it's so funny, you're going to focus so much on just standing, but it's going to be perfect for you guys. Put your toes together, heels on the ground. Now, I want you to tighten up those thighs, like lifting, like as if you're lifting your kneecaps up with your thighs. And then find the placement of your hips, your pelvis, that is just like almost like you're stacking. You stacked your pelvis over your legs. So it's weightless, it's effortless. And then from there, I want you just to draw your shoulders down, like pull your shoulder blades, your scapula right down. And work at it. So you know, you've got some strength here. And just balance that neck or your head on your neck. So you're like literally trying to balance your head on your neck and your whole body. It's in alignment. Now you are in full support. You're going to feel strong. You're going to feel effortless and just flowing there. And I want you to find a statement that talks to that frustration that talks and has a conversation with your inner being, that just you, the friend in you, that makes you feel that one step better. Like, I can feel it already, you guys. Honestly, this is the power. It's literally standing, knowing in power, believing that you are the powerhouse to generate a belief and a statement and a knowing that literally allows you to get through any pain, any frustration, any depression, any ailment. So I want you guys to try that. I want you to let me know what you think. I really enjoyed sharing this hour. Honestly, I love coaching. I could spend hours with everybody just helping you. And if you'd like to reach out to me, go to Lisa Berry's Facebook page, Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Give a thumbs up anywhere you want. Tell me if there's a topic you want to talk about. But all you have to know is that you can always feel a little bit better. It's just one little step. Talk to the friend in you and create your own lifestyle love story. You guys can do this. Okay, well, thank you for sharing this hour with me. I truly enjoyed it. I truly loved it. And I can't wait to just continue bringing authors who write and share things to make you feel better. Until next week.